Good evening, I'm Warren Harris, ZL2AJ from Otorohanga.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for August 2026. Good evening everyone and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. Warren?
Thanks, Jim. Mark Gooding, our returning officer, is now calling for nominations for Council and President of NZART. We are looking for enthusiastic people who have a vision for what NZART could become and can work as part of a team applying a strategy to achieve that vision. If you are interested in learning more about what these roles entail, please contact either myself or any of the current NZART Council members to find out more. To stand, or to nominate another member to stand, go to the NZART website under NZART Elections and download the nomination form. Complete this and send it back to NZART at nzart.org.nz. We are delighted to announce Deborah, ZL1DY, has accepted the role of NZART Treasurer. Deborah is a chartered accountant and is a member of REG Branch 89 in Hamilton. She was also the winner of the jelly bean jar at the conference this year, where she mentioned the irony of her being a bean counter. Having heard that, and in need of a treasurer, I approached her to fill our vacancy, to which she agreed. We look forward to working with Deborah over the coming years to ensure the association funds are managed well. As part of our mission to create efficiency in NZART, we're looking at our administration processes to see where we can capitalise on efficiency and potentially use software to help us achieve this. We're still in the discovery phase of this project, but are optimistic this will be one of several threads that will help us reduce our expenditure without adversely affecting services that we offer. Members may be aware that a conference on software-defined radio is being held in Adelaide from the 28th of September to the 2nd of October this year. Many of the topics to be covered in SDR 2026 will be of interest to amateurs in New Zealand. The organisers have offered us a 25-minute slot on the conference program where we could talk, either in person or by video link, about any technical achievements or issues with SDR, radio, comms, etc., and provide a bit of history on the original work carried out in New Zealand. If anyone is interested in taking up this invitation or would like further information, please contact Don Wallace, ZL2TLL. Note that NZART is not in a position to fund this trip, so it will be up to the amateur attending in person to pay for their own airfares, accommodation, etc. That's all for this month. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Warren. NZART President Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. Topfest 2026. A reminder that Topfest will be held in Blenheim in just 3 weeks' time. That's on the weekend of the 19th and 20th of September. Now, details of the venue location, draft program, including topics and speakers, can be found on the Marlborough Branch website. That's www.zl2ks.org.nz. Again, www.zl2ks.org.nz. Topfest is a weekend gathering for amateur radio enthusiasts from the top of the south and beyond. Registration commences from 8:30 a.m. on the Saturday 19th at a cost of just $20, cash only. The Topfest event commences at 9 a.m. Now, if you plan to attend Topfest, please email nick@zl2neb.nz with Topfest in the subject line. That again, nick@zl2neb.nz. Topfest 2026 in Blenheim on the 19th and 20th of September. Time now to head to Upper Hutt and join the NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Tēnā koe, Jim. Tēnā koutou katoa. Greetings, everyone. Warren has mentioned the Council is looking at some of our administrative processes over the next few months, with the aim of making things at headquarters more efficient. It will mean reducing much of my duplication of processes with the goal of introducing new software to make tasks more efficient with clearer reporting for council and members. We hoped to have had some of these changes in place before the annual subscriptions went out, but unfortunately that's not going to happen in time. Therefore, it's been agreed by council that the subscription invoices will be sent out over the next couple of weeks, as they normally do. This will still give you plenty of time to take advantage of the early payment discount, provided subscriptions are paid by the 30th of November this year. I also need to mention the change to how we present the 100% examination achievement badges. At its recent meeting in Auckland, council decided that anyone achieving a perfect 60 out of 60 in their amateur radio examination will receive a 100% pass badge. The badge will be presented by the branch where the candidate sat their examination. Badges will be sent to the relevant branch exam supervisor within 3 months of the examination being passed. Council felt this was a good opportunity for branches to recognise new amateurs and congratulate them personally on what a fantastic achievement. Getting 60 out of 60 is no mean feat, and it's also a chance to recognise the work and encouragement provided by the branch and the examination team. That's all from me, Jim. Ngā mihi o te pō, and good night, everyone.
And thank you, Debbie, NZRT Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Looking back in time tonight, we join NZRT historian Craig Crawford, ZL3TLB.
We are continuing to pay tribute to amateurs that have been of service to our association. Tonight we feature Neville Copeland, ZL2AKV, who was our first full-time General Secretary. He assumed the role in 1982 and performed it in a very professional manner over 16 years. Here is Jim's tribute to Neville after he passed away in 2011.
Neville was our Association General Secretary, based in Astral Towers Upper Hutt, from June 1982 through until June in 1998. He was our General Secretary for a record 16-year term. Neville was made an Honorary Life Member of our Association at conference in 1998. Neville was born in 1925, and all his working life prior to becoming our General Secretary had been spent with the New Zealand Post Office, which he joined as a message boy. During World War II, he joined the Royal New Zealand Air Force and graduated under the British Commonwealth Air Training Plan as a wireless operator. After the war, Neville rejoined the Post Office, serving in a variety of positions, including a time seconded to the DSIR as postmaster at Scott Base Antarctica. During this period, he held the call ZL5AL and provided a DX bonanza for New Zealand and overseas amateurs. In 1975, he joined the Post Office's radio division, from which he retired on the 24th of December in 1981. Neville was first licensed as a radio amateur in 1971 and joined NZART the same year. He attended radio classes at Upper Hutt Branch 63 and went on to play his part as the secretary and the president of the branch. He was made a life member of Branch 63 in 1998. This is ZL6A.
Greetings all. I'm Cam Wood, ZL1DKS. Editor of HQ Infoline. Tonight I'd like to tell you about the wee zhuzh up that we've given to your newsletter. Infoline will continue to include NZART news directly from Debbie, our business manager, along with other news and technical topics that come my way. Each edition will have its own theme. Do you have an upcoming event, exciting activity, or report you'd like to share with the amateur radio community? We'd love to hear from you. Send your stories, photos and event details to nzart at nzart.org.nz or zl1dks at nzart.org.nz and help us showcase what's happening around New Zealand. Remember, without you, there is no NZART, and without the NZART, our hobby would not be where it is today. Catch you down the log. I'm Cam Wood, ZL1DKS. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Cam. Cam Wood, ZL1DKS. And now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
An FCC-approved test of direct-to-device satellite cell service is set to end in early September, as we hear from Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
The Federal Communications Commission has given a Texas satellite communications company until the 12th of September to complete its trial use of the 800 MHz spectrum for direct-to-device cellular broadband service. AST Space Mobile has been operating under a 30-day permit for delivery to mobile phones in Lanham, Maryland, and near its own Midland, Texas headquarters. The direct-to-device trial is being run with consumers' everyday phones. The regulator granted approval in April for AST to use frequencies between 817 and 824 MHz for the uplink and between 862 and 869 MHz for the downlink. AST Space Mobile has strategic partnerships with cellular providers Verizon and AT&T. The Texas startup company is a rival of SpaceX, which operates the Starlink satellite constellation, which is also involved in direct-to-device operations. AST Space Mobile stirred controversy earlier this year after the FCC granted it limited use of part of the secondary amateur band between 430 and 440 MHz for emergency telemetry, tracking, and control of its satellites. The FCC has said in the past that interference with ham radio was unlikely. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Programming has become an increasingly important part of amateur radio, and the Radio Society of Great Britain is bringing back an event known as National Coding Week. The goal is to help hams gain knowledge and confidence. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us what's involved.
The days between the 14th and 20th of September are being set aside as National Coding Week. The outreach team of the Radio Society of Great Britain is devoting the week to providing hams with activities to sharpen their digital skills and familiarise them with the kind of programming needed in amateur radio. The emphasis is on problem solving, something basic to amateur radio. Worksheets are available on the RSGB website that can help hams get started. There are two challenges involving microbits, including one that can be used to send CW wirelessly or via a telegraph wire. Another small project makes use of the language of the Arduino with the Raspberry Pi Pico. Follow the link that appears in the text version of this week's newscast for more details. This is Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, Katie to GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2026. Amateur Radio Newsline retains ownership of its material even when retransmitted elsewhere. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Looking ahead to NZRT Conference 2027. The combined radio clubs of Branch 26 Nelson and Branch 22 Marlborough are pleased to give advance notice that they will be hosting the 2027 NZRT Conference. The conference will be based at the Tahunanui Beachside Conference and Event Centre in Nelson over King's Birthday weekend. That's the 5th to the 7th of June 2027. There is plenty of accommodation available at the adjoining Tahunanui Beach Holiday Park, as well as several motels and hotels within walking distance of the venue. You are encouraged to book your accommodation early to avoid disappointment. Nelson Airport is only a 5-minute car or taxi ride from the conference venue. Airline bookings are already available online, so why not make an early commitment to attend? We look forward to welcoming you to Nelson for the 2027 NZRT Conference. 73, Stuart Robinson, ZL2STR, the conference chairman. Finally, in tonight's broadcast lineup, we join Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, with news received from NZRT branches.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome everyone to another roundup of activities around your branches. And we start with the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZRT, and we have advance notice of the used equipment sale to be held on Saturday the 14th of November at the Rosebank Primary School, which is at 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale. Doors open to sellers at 8 a.m. and to buyers at 9 a.m. For more information, contact the organisers at wsrc@outlook.co.nz. Down to Taranaki and New Plymouth, Branch 27, where the next meeting is on Tuesday, September the 15th, at the Taranaki Emergency Management Office at 40 Robe Street, starting at 7:30 p.m. Flynn, ZL2RL, will be talking on 3D printing with the demonstration. Also, there's a note of the club's junk sale to be held at the Mangaray Memorial Hall on the corner of State Highway 3 and Kent Road on Saturday the 26th of September. Doors open for sellers at 8 a.m. and to buyers at 10 a.m. Just a note also here that Branch 27 has the annual Taranaki Award, a three-day event running from Friday the 18th to Sunday the 20th of September. If you're interested, see the full award information at zl2ab.com. That's zl2ab.com. Over to the South Island now, and Nelson Branch 26 NZART with its next meeting on Wednesday the 16th of September. This will be the judging night for the annual Constructors Award, with the coveted Golden Spanners Trophy up for grabs. And this will be held from 7:30 p.m. at the Inner Glynn Community Hall on Tuckett Place in Stoke, Nelson. Marlborough Branch 22 NZART has its Constructors Award night on Thursday the 10th of September, starting 7:30 p.m. at the Emergency Management Office on Wither Road. Now to Christchurch Branch 05 NZART, where the next meeting will be held on Wednesday the 2nd of September at the Club Rooms, which is in Idris Road in Fentleton, starting 7:30 p.m. This will be a show-and-tell extravaganza, highlighting members' latest projects and achievements. And finally, to Otago Branch 30 NZART, where meetings are usually held on Wednesday evenings from 7:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms at 109 McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. On the 16th of September, there will be a fox hunt. On the 23rd, the topic will be QRP with Greg, ZL4GW. And on the 30th of September, the topic will be propagation with Brian, ZL4YA. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. Before we go tonight, a reminder from the NZART Awards Manager, Stuart, ZL2STR, to please submit your ZL100 logs to awards@nzart.org.nz. That's awards@nzart.org.nz by the 5th of September at the latest. And that's tonight's broadcast. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 27th of September. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for August 2026. Good night, everyone. Good night now.